Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today's topic is about how governments must achieve global depopulation in order to stay in power themselves. And I find that most of the discussions that people are holding online on Twitter or X, and even in the alternative media or the mainstream media, these discussions, news shows, podcasts, etc., they're all irrelevant to what is actually happening. The big, big picture is that the governments of the world, at least the Western governments, have already come to realize that the only way they can stay solvent is to achieve massive and rapid depopulation. And there's two reasons for this. Number one, financially, Western governments are beyond bankrupt. The U.S. is $36 trillion in debt, and it owes nearly $230 trillion in unfunded liabilities or entitlements to the American people, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, as well as federal pensions, and so on. And that is unpayable. It's unfundable unless you just print the dollar to oblivion and destroy the currency, and perhaps that's the plan. But it's so much easier for these governments to just find a way to achieve a rapid die-off. And then, well, those entitlements just magically go away. Those liabilities are off the books, you see. And secondly, as the AI robot takeover and AI agents in software, as that sweeps across the workforce, displacing human workers, you're going to have, in the United States alone, you're going to have at least 100 million human workers that are displaced, perhaps more like 150 million. And those people aren't going to be happy about it. And eventually, they're going to rise up and revolt if they're jobless, unless you pay them off or kill them off as the government. And so those are the only two options that the government really has, is pay them off with a universal basic income or kill them off. And I actually think that they're going to do both. First, they pay them off. They'll roll out a UBI, and then they'll kill them off. But they'll also just try to kill off the low-hanging fruit in the meantime. So understand that even as Trump is coming in to his presidency, the problems that Trump is facing in terms of the financial solvency of the United States of America, these are insurmountable problems, no matter how clever Trump is, no matter whether he has a good heart or good ethics. Even Jesus Christ himself could not resolve this, because you can't undo the laws of economics. Even if you work God's miracles, what would you do? Just magically create money from nothing? Well, the Federal Reserve has been doing that for decades, and that's actually the source of the problem. You can't just pay off debts magically, not even divinely. It doesn't work that way. So eventually, Trump is going to have to default on the debt. That's where this is going. And because a lot of pension funds, a lot of investment funds, and family investment houses and so on are deeply invested in treasuries, well, when Trump is forced to default on the debt, those treasuries become either non-payable or converted to some ridiculous long-term payout of pennies on the dollar. And then all the people who bought U.S. dollar debt, they get screwed in the process. So that will anger a lot of people. And it's so much easier for the Western governments, again, to just kill people off before they lose all their money and get mad about it. Seriously. So then the obvious question comes up, how do they kill people off without people realizing they're being killed off? Well, we've already seen chapter one of that. It was called the COVID pandemic. And they convinced people that there was a virus that was spreading and infecting people and making them sick. And they convinced everybody to go to the hospital and get injected with death shots, basically death jabs, that killed off at least 1 million Americans and at least 20 million people around the world, probably a lot more. It also accelerated cancers in a very horrifying way. So we now have turbo cancers sweeping across the population, and that means reduced life expectancy. So as life expectancy is reduced, that means government payouts of Social Security and Medicare and pensions, those also get reduced. So you see, the government doesn't always have to just kill everybody now. They just have to kill people in an accelerated fashion to make sure that those people don't collect on what they're owed. So whether people die right now or just die 10 years earlier than they otherwise would, well, that still achieves the same goal from the point of view of an insolvent government that cares nothing about humanity and wants to keep itself in power. Remember, this is the goal of Western governments, to keep themselves in power no matter what. They don't care about sacrificing human lives. They just want to maintain their power and control. I mean, think about the fact that the CDC was fully aware of the SV40 virus in the polio vaccines decades ago. And they even admitted that up to 98 million Americans were exposed to a cancer-causing simian virus in the polio vaccines. And this drove cancer rates through the roof, and it also created hundreds of billions of dollars in profit for the cancer industry and big pharma. But importantly, from the point of view of governments, it reduced lifespan. So if you understand that the United States of America has for decades sought to achieve depopulation and die-offs of African nations, and that's just straight up history. That's not even debatable. You know, we can talk about the science advisor to President Richard Nixon, for example, who was openly talking about putting infertility chemicals in food that's exported from the United States to Africa, and how that was written up by the New York Times. I think that article was 1971. I've covered it on Natural News. And we can also look at tactics like the self-replicating vaccines that were studied by the apartheid regime in South Africa in the 1990s. And now we realize that all of those technologies, self-replicating vaccines or chemicals in the food supply that were designed to reduce African populations, those weapons have now been turned inward against the American people. So yes, they put chemicals in the food supply. They put chemicals in the air. They put chemicals in the water to dumb you down and keep you stupid. What do you think fluoride is all about? What do you think chemtrails are all about? What do you think pesticides are all about? Organophosphate pesticides. They interfere with normal brain function. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they want to dumb people down and accelerate their deaths and make people gullible to plandemics or plandemic propaganda. And guess what's coming up next? Bird flu, which I call bird foo, just to mock it because it's so incredibly stupid. But they're going to roll out the bird foo pandemic. And I say that because you have to be a foo to believe it. And they're gearing this up. It's pretty obvious. They're going to claim that everybody's getting sick from bird foo. But actually, they're going to drop some contact poisons all over the place or fog people with aerosols. And they're going to make sure that people are getting sick. And then the media will cause a great panic and scare everybody to go into the hospitals. And then at the hospitals, they'll be put on ventilators and, you know, homicided at the hospital. And then they'll start saying, well, look how many people are dying from the bird foo. And in reality, of course, they're just going to be pushing bird foo jabs and vaccines, which will accelerate depopulation, which will keep the government solvent a little bit longer. See, this is not difficult to figure out. This is the pattern. This is how it works. The easiest way to understand this is to realize that every government is a criminal cartel that openly commits crimes and yet gives itself legal immunity for committing those crimes. For example, every government commits the crime of financial fraud and theft by stealing money from people. They call it taxation. Well, if you run around and just steal money from people, well, that's a felony. You get prosecuted, you go to jail. But if you're the government and you run around taking people's money, seizing people's bank accounts, looting their paychecks, if you do all those things as government, well, you are granted total legal immunity. And if you're the government, you can break down people's doors, you can seize their assets, You can accuse people of committing crimes. You can spy on people and illegally surveil people, and you can say you're doing it for national security, or you're doing it as part of an investigation, and you can't reveal any details of the investigation because, well, that's a secret. That's a national security issue, so we can't tell you why we have to spy on you. See, government gives itself the right to act as a criminal cartel. And as a criminal cartel, what is its number one goal? Self-preservation. Make sure that it continues to exist. And then its secondary goal is to expand its power. And how does government expand its power? By creating crises. Every crisis is an opportunity for government to expand its power. And if you don't think government is a criminal racket, ask yourself how much you pay for property tax. Because it used to be, let's say in the old days in Chicago, if you had a local restaurant or a shop in Chicago and the mafia would come around and they would say, hey, you better pay us something for protection, you know. If you don't pay us for protection, it sure would be a sad thing if something bad happened to your restaurant, like, you know, if there were a fire or something, if it burned down. Well, I guess that's not really a Chicago accent, sorry. But you get the idea. Well, government does the same thing. They say, well, you got to pay us a protection fee. It's called property tax. And if you don't pay us a protection fee, well, sure would be a shame if sheriff's deputies came and raided your property and took it from you. Yeah, it's a mafia operation. And every government uses law enforcement as the enforcers of the government's mafioso culture. And I'm not saying that law enforcement is bad, by the way. We need local police because there are criminal elements in society. Obviously, there are murderers and rapists and arsonists and thieves and whatever. And we need police or society would be incredibly chaotic. But sadly, a lot of police are turned into enforcers for the state crime cartel, such as cops that run around looking for people who have like expired license plate tags and things like that. Well, what is that? That's financial enforcement. That's just a money issue. It's a revenue generator, typically for the county. And it must suck to be a law enforcement officer and to be sent on a task to basically just collect revenue for the county. Like you're just a cash looting machine, scouring the roadways to find people, you know, for expired tags or rolling through a stop sign when nobody else was around and things like that. You know, that's sort of the dark side of law enforcement when the state wants cops and sheriffs to run around collecting revenue. But overall, we do need cops. I'm not anti-cop, but I am anti-tyranny. And property taxes in particular should be completely eliminated. If you work and you pay tax and you save money and then you buy a piece of property with it and you own that piece of property free and clear, why should you continue to have to pay rent to the local county under the threat of coercion of men with guns coming and seizing your property? You already bought the property. It should be yours free and clear. You shouldn't have to keep paying rent on it. Property tax is a criminal scam. But that's just one example showing you how governments, almost by definition, governments care nothing about the people. They only care about their own survival and the expansion of their own power. And if it's necessary for them to kill off millions of people or even collectively billions of people in order to maintain their own power, they have no qualms about that. There's no hesitation. That's just something that they're willing to do. Remember when Madeleine Albright was asked by a journalist, this was many years ago, about the war on Iraq? And I believe she was asked about the killing of perhaps 500,000 civilians, including hundreds of thousands of children. And she was asked, was it worth it in order for the United States to maintain its power in the Middle East? Was it worth it, the mass killing of 500,000 civilians? And she said, yes, it was worth it. I mean, she admitted that to a journalist, mainstream media journalist. They're not hiding it. they will tell you from time to time that they do not value human life at all. What they value is their own power, staying in power, expanding their power. And if their own organizational survival demands the mass killing of millions or billions of people, again, there's nothing morally that stops them from pursuing that. There's nothing in the way. They have no moral guidelines. They have no values. They do not believe in God. They don't believe they're going to be judged by God. They are selfish, sinister, small-minded authoritarians, and they will maim or kill any number of people if it's necessary for them to protect and expand their own power. That's simply how they operate. So what's the practical upshot of all of this? Well, very simple. And don't take this all as doom and gloom, because it turns out it's actually pretty easy to not be killed off by the government. You know why? Because the methods that they'll use involve convincing people to kill themselves. And that's only going to work on the gullible. You know, the people dumb enough to still take jabs and wear masks and lock themselves down and believe government authorities and whatever. And that's not you. So you, by listening to this, you're proving you're in the category of being hard to kill. And all you have to do is, when they roll out the next thing, whatever that is, I think bird foo is going to be one example, when they roll that out, is simply don't fall for it. Don't be suckered into the panic. Don't rush out to get jabbed. Don't show up at the hospital with bird foo symptoms and ask to be treated, because, yeah, they're just going to put you on a ventilator and kill you and collect $500,000 as reward money. That's what they did during COVID. So you just have to say no to it and just be wise enough to recognize what they're doing. Now, if they don't kill enough people off with the bird flu jabs, then maybe they'll try mass famine. Maybe they'll try a grid down scenario. And yes, that's going to kill off a lot more people, mostly people who are not prepared, which is a pretty big chunk of people in the United States and elsewhere around the world. Most people are not prepared at all. But you listening to this, you're probably pretty well prepared. You probably have extra food, extra supplies, the ability to live off-grid for some period of time. Emergency backup medicine, emergency communications, emergency cash or forms of value for barter, maybe gold and silver, maybe ammo. You have the ability to engage in self-defense, even if your local government collapses, etc. So just being a prepper makes you even harder to kill. And just having food supplies, etc. But also not being in the cities is really critical for all of that. You have to get out of the cities, I believe, because you're going to be overrun in the cities by people who are not prepared, or people who are themselves totally panicked and freaked out and jabbed up and probably shedding all over you, and they're starving and they're going to do anything to try to get your food supplies. So it's a good idea to not be around a bunch of those people if that kind of scenario ever occurs. So the people who are going to survive this global culling effort are the people who are, number one, aware of what's going on, skeptical thinkers, they're not gullible, and number two, people who are well prepared, and people who don't take the jabs, and who know how to protect themselves from other people who did take the jabs and who are shedding bioweapons all over the place. So what's the answer to that? Well, I believe that answer is found in nutrition. And we've learned over the last several years about the power of nicotine to protect your cells from spike protein. We've learned about the power of anthocyanins, the power of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, all kinds of things like that. And ivermectin. If you don't have a backup supply of ivermectin for your pets, then I don't know what you're thinking. And by the way, if you go to rangerdeals.com, there you can find ivermectin for your pets. It's conveniently labeled for pet use, and it's packaged in 12 milligram tablets for your pets. But I'll just put a disclaimer on it and say that for a pet, that's a very high dosage. And so you would typically want to break that up into much smaller amounts, or crumble it up and weigh it out, or what have you. I mean, do your research. It's your responsibility to learn the proper dosage for your dog, let's say, but you can get it over the counter. You can buy it online right now, rangerdeals.com. We don't sell it, but we link to a seller that does sell it, and you can use the discount code there, which is Ranger, to save 10%. And so get yourself a supply of ivermectin for your pet. Get yourself a supply of chlorine dioxide, which kills all the viruses and whatever they are. You know, it denatures algae, mold, fungi, bacteria, all the germs, basically. Chlorine dioxide, you can get that at rangerdeals.com. And by the way, we don't even earn anything off of that. What that company does, the Safrax company, is they donate to our church some amount of chlorine dioxide. We get cases of it, and then we donate that out to the local community. In fact, in my next church service, we are donating out chlorine dioxide to the congregation because I do reverse tithing in my church. And that's why it's also a small church. We don't have a big congregation. We don't want a big congregation. We just have a small group of people that I personally know that show up, and then I give them things that they help distribute to the community. And so that's the way I like to roll with a church. But anyway, the bottom line is you can be prepared. You can survive all this. Even if the globalists kill 7 billion people, let's say they kill 7 billion people. Well, that means a billion survived. And it means they killed, what, less than 90%, whatever 7/8 is, it was like 87% or whatever it is. They killed that many people, but I mean, look around. Out of 100 people you know, aren't you probably the most informed and the best prepared? Or at least you're in the top 5%, no doubt about it, if you're listening to this. So you're already in the top 5% of those most likely to survive, those most likely to be awake, aware, alive, prepared. You're going to be fine. Just continue with preparedness, continue to think critically, continue to be informed, and they're not going to be able to kill you very easily. Except by, you know, chance or something like that. I don't know if they drop a nuke on your city. Well, none of us can really survive that. Or if they, you know, take us all out in some kind of a, you know, asteroid attack or something. Who knows? But for the simple things that they're going to try to do to most people, like, hey, show up at the hospital and take this death jab, and, you know, 50% of the population is going to say, yes, we believe in death jabs. Well, all you have to do is say no. It's super easy. Just say no. Like, I'm not going to consent to your suicide. So don't fret about it. Just say no. And get on with your life. Get on with surviving. Get on with raising healthy children or healthy grandchildren or whatever it is that's your mission. Get on with it. And, you know, you can try to help people who are uninformed, but it's probably too late. They're probably, their brains are too fried from the jabs already and the fluoride. So just do the best you can and stay informed and keep listening to my podcasts and interviews, and you will be informed. And if you want backup comms, don't forget about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. You know, hey, backup satellite communications can be very, very helpful when the power grid goes down, and they also have solar generators and things like that. So check them out. Hey, just be prepared and be informed, and don't live in fear. You can make it through, even if they kill 7 billion people. I'm not even sure they'll succeed in that. I think they'll only kill maybe 2 billion. 1 to 2 billion is my current estimate. You're going to be fine. You'll survive that. We all will. I mean, those of us listening to this, right? So don't sweat it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com for articles published now 4 times a day. Check it out, naturalnews.com. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. And just click that right there. It goes to a third-party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Salenti. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.